Well, amen.
I'm glad for our veterans. I can stand and do what I do because men and women, over 200 years now, have made it possible. I didn't serve. It wasn't because I was a conscientious objector or anything like that. I had a draft number of 307. And I remember distinctly when they, and those of you who were around when they had the draft, you know, they took, I don't know, hour, 2 hours on TV. They called, they drew them out of a hat, I think, or had a wheel, or I don't remember how they did it. But they called one member, and you were sure to go if you were number one, okay? And then they called another member, and everything. I listened to every one of them, and got through the first 100, and I kind of breathed a sigh of relief, amen. And then they went through another 100, and I thought, well, probably I don't have to go now. And they went through the third 100, and I thought, I've missed it. I was probably number 3, and I just didn't hear it, you know. But I thank God for the men and women that have fought for our country. And today, Jonathan, for the young men and maybe somebody else that's got a child, a grandchild, or something like that in the service today. Thank God for them. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad I live in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Amen.
And I'm glad to say I'm an American. I don't stand for everything America stands for. There's a lot of laws and a lot of things that have been declared legal, but according to the Word of God, they're sin. Now, I'm not going to stand for them, and I'm not going to get political on you and everything, but I just some things that our country stands for, I don't stand for. I'd like to continue a series that I started Wednesday on since God commanded us to fight, let's do it with our hands up. Now, you soldiers didn't do it with your hands up. I know that. You carried your M16 or whatever you carried. You were always on guard. You were always looking. The threat of the enemy was there. But in Exodus chapter number 17, I'd like to kind of get into the meat of that story. We didn't do that Wednesday night. I basically read a little bit of the scripture, and we dealt with really one point. And I'll mention it, but I'm not going to stay on it long this morning because the ones who are here Wednesday night have already heard it. Amen. But in Exodus chapter number 17, verse number 8, if you would stand, I'd like for you to stand for 3 or 4 verses, and then we'll pray. I'll let you sit down, and I'll read the rest of the scripture. But in Exodus chapter 17, verse number 8, the Bible says, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in thine hand. And Joshua did as Moses had said of him, and fought with Amalek. Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. It came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. When he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Let's pray. Father, I do thank you. These men and women that, and Jonathan's already said it, whether they saw combat or not, and most of these probably did. Lord, they were willing to serve our country and keep her free. Lord, I just pray that you'll bless them, and on this day that we celebrate what they've done and why they did it, I pray, dear Lord, that we can learn something from the battles that we're in today. And Lord, we're fighting battles. Some of them seem like they're more severe than we've ever fought before. I don't know. Lord, I pray we look at this scripture, and I pray we'd understand how we need to fight. And Lord, we don't need to be ugly. Lord, we don't need to do it the wrong way. We don't need to do it with malice in our heart or anything else. But God, we got some battles to fight in America. Lord, I pray that you'll help us. I pray, God, that you'll bless the preaching today. I know they don't have a good preacher, but Lord, falling on my shoulders to carry the mantle today. And I pray you'll help me. Lord, I need your help so bad. More than the breath of life, I need your touch upon my life. Lord, I pray that you'll just move me through the Word of God. And Lord, should you wish to change the sermon of the day, that's fine, Lord. That'll be quite all right with me. I want you to know that. Lord, I pray you'd be with anybody that might be lost today. And they're fighting the biggest battle they'll ever fight, the battle of eternity. Lord, what we realize and understand is Jesus has already paid the price. He's already done it all. All we have to do is accept it. And I pray, Lord, if there's anybody listening to me this morning that does not know you as Savior and Lord, that, Lord, before they leave this building today, they would trust you as Savior and Lord. Yes. I pray you'd be with anybody, God, that might be backslid. And they're saved, oh, they know they're saved. They know that about that. But, Lord, they're not where they need to be, and they know that. Lord, I pray you'd speak to their heart. I pray, Lord, that you wrap your ever-loving spiritual arms around them, drawn back to the foot of the cross. Then, dear Lord, for the folks that are doing their best to serve you, I pray that you'll help us. Help, Lord, we need your help so bad. God, we need you to prop us up on the leading side. Use us. God, move in this place this morning. We'll be so careful. We'll give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Make our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Verse number 12 picks up and says, "But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people at the edge of the sword. The Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in the book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, for he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." Correctly read, that's verse 8 down through verse number 16. In the 17th chapter of the book, God dictated it in the book of Exodus. And I've already told you, like to preach on, since God commanded us to fight. You say, "Preacher, I'm not sure about this fighting thing." Well, turn with him, if you would, 1 Timothy chapter number 6 and verse number 12. I'd like to read you a verse there. Paul wrote to the young preacher and said, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses." Turn over with me, if you would, into 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 7. I went to a funeral of a dear friend of mine yesterday, up in Fritchburg, Kentucky. They used this scripture, and how fitting it was. Paul said, "I fought a good fight." That word "fight" means to fight, to labor fervently, or to strive. Hebrews chapter 10, verse number 32, the Bible said, "But call to remembrance the former days in which, after you were eliminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions." We still have today. We still fight battles. I fight battles in my flesh, in my life, against Satan, against the wiles of the devil. I fight them on a regular basis, and you do too. I know you do. 1 Corinthians 9, verse number 26, the Bible said, "I therefore so run not as uncertainty." So fight I, not as one that beateth the air. Folks, we're not shadow boxing today. This is real. And we're fighting for the lives and the souls of men and women.
Amen.
And boys and girls. 327 times the Word of God uses the word fight, fought, or battle. 18 times the Bible uses the word fight in the New Testament itself. That 327 was in the Old Testament. So 345 times we're told to fight the good fight of faith. And, you know, we see Moses here, and Joshua was down in the valley, he and all the soldiers. They had the swords, and they had the spears, and they had the horses, maybe chariots, I don't know. But whatever they brought to battle that day, they were fighting the physical battle. But up on the hill was Moses and Aaron and Hur. And as long as Moses held up his hands, they won. When Moses' hands got tired, you say, well, looks like they, you know, he wasn't carrying his sword, he wasn't carrying his spear, he wasn't dodging all that stuff. All he had to do was hold up his hand. Hey, can I remind you, Moses was 80 years old. Amen. And I'm not 80 yet, okay? I'm working on most of the way there, okay? But I can't hold up my hands like I used to. And Jonathan, you'll figure this out for a while. I remember putting up light fixtures. And man, I could put up light fixtures all day long, okay? And you got to work about head high. You got to twist the wires and put in the screws and put the little locks on. And then you put the globe on and everything. And you flip the switch and prayerfully it'll come on. Amen. And I used to be able to do that all day long. I can't do that anymore, Jeff. Okay? I put up a light this week out at our house. And I was up on a ladder. Had to come down off the ladder 3 or 4 times. Why? Well, my whole legs got tired. My arms got tired and everything. And that's what was happening with Moses, okay? At 80 years old, all he had to do was hold up his hands, okay? But I think what God was saying was, since I commanded you to fight, let's do it with our hands up. Hey, he wasn't talking about surrender.
Amen.
And a lot of times when you see somebody with their hands up, they're surrendering or they're being arrested or something like that. That is not the inclination at all in this scripture. God wouldn't say, give up. Brother Betty Rose went to be with the Lord. Monday, it'll be a week ago. Okay? He fought a good fight. 93 years old. Over 50 years, pastored the same church. Love folks. I put my feet under his table I don't know how many times. His boys were just like brothers, okay? And you know, I love them, and they love me. Their family is so dear to us and everything. But the theme of the celebration yesterday was he'd fought a good fight. And he had. Amen. Even when he resigned the pastorate and turned it over to his son, he was involved and he traveled all over America. It thrilled my heart. And you had him here just 2 or 3 years ago. I don't remember exactly how long it's ago. But he sang, "The King is Coming." And God laid it on my heart. I preached it. Donaldson Road Baptist Church 2 or 3 years ago. God laid it on my heart to preach on "The King is Coming." And I heard the Rhodes family was going to come and do special music one night. And God said, "That's when I want you to preach it. And I want Brother Buddy to sing 'The King is Coming.'" Now, I don't know if you've ever heard him sing 'The King is Coming' or not. But man, he could do it like nobody else could do it. And I had somebody come and video it. And I'm going to make a CD, and probably now pretty soon since he's gone, okay? And I'm going to have them sing, and then I'm going to have the sermon on there. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand, this thing about being a Christian is not for sissies, okay? It's not for cowards. It's not for somebody that just doesn't care. And since ways. And I'm not going to reiterate that sermon. If you weren't here Wednesday night and want to copy the outline, I guess you got a copy or I'll make it or something, but I'll get you a copy of it. Okay? But we need to fight the good fight of faith and praise Him all Amen. Along the way. Okay? You say, preacher, you don't understand. I got problems. Honey, I got news for you. Everybody in this auditorium's got problems.
Amen.
Okay? And we just need to praise Him. And I'm going to move on. Not only in praise, okay? But when we fight the good fight of faith with our hands up, we're fighting and we're depending on somebody else. I mean, you can't hold an M16 and fire it with your hands up, okay? You can't hold a sword. You can't hold a spear. You can't do all that, okay? And I think one reason that God wants us to fight the good fight of faith with our hands up is because we need to understand we need to depend upon Him. Mm-hmm. Amen. I can't win the battle. I found that out a long time ago. Okay? He's going to win the battle for me. And I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to do my best to serve the Lord until I draw my fleeting breath.
Amen. Okay?
But I'm going to do it with my hands up because I want everybody to know I'm depending on Him. Amen. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Okay. The arm of flesh will fail you.
Amen.
Mark it down. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but your flesh will fail you every time.
Amen.
I sat in Brother Rhodes' living room back around the 1st of September at a camp meeting up there. And he said, Toby, I'm old and I'm tired. I don't want to go home. He hadn't surrendered. He wasn't giving up. But they say for 3 months while he was declining in health, he kept saying, I want to go home. His wife had already gone. I was there the day she went to heaven. Okay? He wasn't surrendering. He was depending on the Lord to take him to heaven. So, since God commanded us to fight, let's do it with our hands up in praise.
Amen.
Independence. And third of all, with our hands up, we're showing everybody, okay, as we fight the good fight of faith, it's in benefit to all. That's why I travel 40 weeks a year. That's why we leave home. That's why we don't get to spend time with our kids and go to the grandkids' ball games and this and that no more than we do and everything. I do it. I don't do it for me, although God's called me to do it. And I'm going to do it to be faithful, and I'm going to do it to be faithful. But I do it to see who I can help. I had a lady this year came up to me. I was down in Berea preaching, and she was there one day. She came in, and she said, you don't remember me, do you? Hey, folks, listen. I'm in the place where I can blame a lot of stuff in my age. Amen. And I just say, well, ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm getting a little old and everything. No, I don't. And she said, you preached here 10 years ago. And she said, I got saved.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's what it's all about, folks. Amen. Had a teenage girl, it'll be 2 weeks before long, that walked the aisle on a Sunday. It was 2 weeks ago today. Walked the aisle on Sunday morning. And she didn't walk up. She walked out. Service was over. We'd already closed the service. They'd sang the last song. We were shaking hands. I shook her hand as she walked out. And we were sitting there shaking the rest of the hands and everything. And I turned around and looked, and she came back in. Big old salted tears flowing down her cheeks. They went and got the preacher. Now, I didn't know what was going on, but I had a strong suspicion. They went up to the altar and they kneeled. She trusted Jesus as her Savior. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I do what I do.
for everybody else. Hey, let me tell you something. I got kids that by the time they get as old as I am, they're going to go through some things that I've never been through. And I've got grandkids. Should the Lord tarry, then it's even going to be worse in that generation.
Amen.
And let me tell you something. I got my first great grandbaby. Okay? And they don't tell him what he'll have to face. And should the Lord tarry? I don't think the Lord's going to tarry that long myself. Amen. But should the Lord tarry? Okay? And since the Lord commanded us to fight the good fight of faith, we need to do it with our hands up in praise unto Him, showing everybody that we're depending upon Him. Third of all, showing everybody that we're doing it for them. Amen. And then fourthly, since God commanded us to fight, let's do it with our hands up, realizing and telling people we need help.
Amen.
Amen. I need your help. Okay? I believe with every fiber of my being that God blesses our ministry because of the prayers of God's people.
Amen.
Say, preacher, I don't have a whole lot to pray for. Then pray for us, would you? I give out everywhere I go prayer cards. If you don't have one of our prayer cards, see me. I'd like you to have it. Like to put it in a place that's important to you, you know, like your refrigerator door, okay? And I'd like you to put it there, and every time you see it, I'd like you to pray for old Brother Lester, okay? We'll be down in Tennessee next week, and I don't know where we'll be the week after that. I can't keep up with all that. I don't look down on the calendar, okay? But we need your help, okay? And since God commanded us to fight the good fight of faith. Let's do it with our hands up in praise, in dependence upon Him, in not using the arm of flesh to benefit everybody else, and letting folks know we need their help. And I need your help. The man of God needs your help that stands in this pulpit Sunday after Sunday. He needs your help.
Amen.
You need to pray. You need to read the Word of God.
Amen.
You need to work and do whatever God's got for you to do. But since God commanded us to fight, let's do it with our hands up. Amen.
Amen.
Why, Brother Lester? Look in verse, we're back in Exodus now, okay? Exodus chapter 17. Look in verse number 6. The Bible said, I will stand before thee there upon the rock and Horeb. Thou shalt smite the rock. There shall come water out of it that people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. He called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the chiding of the children of Israel and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? And I just decided, not only, and the only reason I really need is because God said to do it, amen. But not only because of that, but I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to do it with my hands up. Why? Because of everything He's done in the past, amen. Let me tell you something. Nobody made Him walk the Via Dolorosa. Nobody made Him lay down His life. Nobody made Him condescend that celestial staircase. He did it because He loved us. Amen. And it's not only that. Read the Word of God and see what God's done time after time, year after year, century after century. See what God has done. And
amen.
Sure am thankful for what He's done. Amen. And like I said about the soldiers that stood up here, the six veterans that stood up here this morning, I appreciate what they've done. But folks, I'm not going to lie to you. More than what you did, I appreciate what the Lord did. Amen.
Yeah.
And more than anything, He loved me, a sinner, an unlovable creature. I was a hippie on the streets of Atlanta, Georgia. Okay? I was headed for hell like a bull on a bobsled. Okay? And He loved me. I really thought before I got saved, the only person that loved me was my mama. I really did. Everybody else was out to get me or get something from me.
but he loved me. Woe than Jesus passed by. Woe, Jesus passed by. And oh, what a difference. There's a difference in this award, Jeff. Amen. You didn't know me 48 years ago. You better thank God you did. Amen. There's a lot of folks, okay, that all of a sudden, they didn't know what had happened. Larry, they couldn't understand it. Hey, I got news for you. I couldn't either. But something was different. Something had changed in my life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 came to play in my life, and I was a brand new creature. The things I used to do, I didn't want to do them anymore. The places I used to go, I didn't want to go there anymore. The words I used to say, I didn't want to say them. And there's so many things that I used to do. I just didn't have the desire to do them anymore. Why? Because Jesus passed by. Amen.
Amen.
And I decided I'm going to fight the good fight of faith this morning because of what he has done 47 years ago. Jesus saved my soul. Amen. And if for no other reason, I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to do it with my hands up in praise and dependence, letting everybody know that I'm trying to do it for them. Okay? And letting folks know I need their help. Why? Because of what he has done.
Amen.
So my life's not perfect. Hey, mine's not either. Far from it.
Amen.
It's not trouble-free. It's not health problem-free. It's not anything. But I'll tell you one thing. I sure am glad that Jesus walks beside me.
Amen.
My mother's favorite song was, and he walks with me, and he talks with me. The night before she went to heaven, we just laid her in the bed at Lexington Country Place. My little brother, he's not biologically my brother. Some of y'all met Kevin, I don't know. It's been a while, but he had his guitar. And we sang in the garden. Mama was so weak, she couldn't hardly talk. But she lifted her little old bony hands. Gave us the sign of I love you in sign language. Amen. The next morning I got the call that Mama had gone home. I sure am glad. I remember the day. Probably been 44, 45 years ago. Got so burdened for my mother. I didn't know whether she was saved or not. Susie, it got almost consuming. And I just kept inviting my mother. She lived in Augusta. I lived north of Atlanta. I just kept asking her, I said, Mama, won't you come to a church with me? And finally, one Sunday, she came down and said, I'm going to church with you. Oh, I just knew this was the time, Eric, she was going to get saved. She was a good woman. Daddy died when I was 7. She supported us. She worked like a slave to keep a roof over our head and food on the table. Boy, I don't know what the preacher preached on. Don't have a clue. But when it came to invitation time, I went to the altar. And I told God I'm going to stay here until I find out for sure about Mama. And I stayed there. I don't know how long it was. And I felt that little old bony hand on my back. And she said, son, what is it? Turned around with tears in my eyes and said, Mama, I just got to know whether you're saved or not. And she said, I'm saved. I got saved out at Bradburn Hill years ago. I said, Mama, are you sure? She said, I'm sure. I'll never forget it. And I just decided, since God's commanded us to fight, I'm going to do it with my hands up. Why? Because of what he has done. I'd say he's done a lot of things for you, too.
Amen.
Okay. Not only because of what he has done, but I'm going to fight the good fight of faith with my hands up because of what he has promised. Are there any promises in this book that you claim? I do. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he grows old, he'll not depart therefrom. I claim that promise today. All my kids aren't where I want them to be. You say, well, you're not God. I understand that. But I'd like for them to be a little closer to the Lord. I'd love to see them all serving the Lord.
Amen.
Okay? And I'm going to claim that promise. Why? Because he said, if you'll train them up, I'll not let them depart therefrom. And no matter where they are this morning, I want God's Holy Spirit to speak to them and deal in their lives. And since God commanded me to fight, I'm going to do it with my hands up.
Amen.
In praise, in dependence, in request for you to help, and let everybody know I'm doing it for everybody's sake. Okay? Because of what he's promised. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Yeah.
If and when they have a funeral for me, I want it to be a joyous occasion. Probably will be. You all say, man, we don't have lift metal dude anymore, okay? But listen, it's going to be a celebration. I talked to a group a week ago about singing at my funeral. And I want them to sing that song. It's been a long journey, but I have been blessed, okay? I've got another group that I want to sing. Someday you'll find me touring that city where the Son of God is alive. Why? Hey, that's where I am. That's where I'm going, okay? I'm heaven bound. And I've decided, since God commanded me to fight, Jeff, I'm going to do it with my hands up, okay? Boy, I'm not giving up. I'm not surrendering, but I want to praise him. I want everybody to know that I'm depending on him. I want folks to know that I'm doing it for other folks, not just for me, okay? And I want to let folks know I need your help. We all need your help. Everybody at Reed Village Baptist Church needs your help.
Amen. Amen.
You better help. You say, preacher, they're messing up. Maybe, I don't know. But they need your help. You need to pray for them. You need to love on them. Okay? You need to try to help them. Don't condone their sin. Don't go along with it. Okay? But you need to help them. You need to love them. You need to let them know. And since God commanded us to fight, I've given you enough scripture. Surely that's a given fact by now. Let's do it with our hands up.
Amen.
In praise, in dependence, in request for your help, and to let you know we're doing this as a benefit for everybody else. That chapter 6, and if you want to go back and read the verses, okay, of the some of the promises, a very minute part of the promises God gave the children of Israel. But third of all, because of what he does today. God do anything for you today?
Amen.
There's a root up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table. Oh, there's shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing on me.
Amen.
And since God has commanded me to fight, I'm going to do it with my hands up. Why? Because of what he does today. I haven't talked to anybody yet that the election went 100% their way. I'm not going to get political. Don't worry about that. Okay. But I thank God that I have a voice in it. You say, well, I think of that little lady that's on the commercial on TV about Social Security or something. She's got them big glasses, you know. I'm not going to get that, you know. Hey, listen, there's a lot of Christians that didn't go vote, okay? And I'm not mad at you.
But if you start talking politics to me, I'm going to find out if you voted or not. Because if you didn't vote, you ain't got no say so.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not mad at you. I love you. Okay? But if you didn't take enough time to go down to the polls and vote the right way, vote for somebody that'll lift Jesus up. You know what? I don't know a whole lot about this new Speaker of the House. But what I've heard, I like. I listened to his first speech to the House of Representatives and the Senate. And he just kept talking about Jesus, Harry.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy in Washington, D.C. This is a guy that may get crucified for what he said, okay? But I liked what I heard. And like I say, I don't know a lot about him, don't know anything about his testimony, but I liked what I heard. And I believe he's decided. I'm not sure. We'll find out in 4 years. I believe that he's decided that he's going to fight with his hands up because of what God's doing today. Ain't not many politicians that'll get on TV and brag on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And there's even fewer of them after they've been in office 2 years or 4 years that'll stand up and brag. What happens to them? Amen. They get corrupted. I know that. But don't they have enough guts? Don't they have enough gravel in the crawl to stand by Jesus?
Amen.
I really don't understand that. Okay? And I've watched it time after time after time. Every now and then we get a politician that'll stand for Christ. I mean, through his entire term. But it ain't very often. Okay? I
wonder how many Christians in our churches, they'll stand for the Lord as long as it's convenient.
Hey, let me tell you something. It's easy to sit in church and holler, amen!
Amen.
That's easy. Okay? Nothing to it.
But it's a whole lot more difficult to holler amen in the workplace on Tuesday morning when things are going on that shouldn't be going on, or in your neighborhood, or hey, buckle up, buttercup, here it comes, or with your family.
Amen.
Amen.
The hardest people you've got to witness to are your family.
Amen.
Amen. Say, well, I don't want to offend them. I don't want to make them mad. I don't want to run them off. I don't either. But I think we miss some chances. Why? Well, we're fighting, but we don't have our hands up. I want my kids to know that I'm doing it partially for them, partially for everybody else, and lastly, for me. And since God commanded us to fight, let's do it with our hands up. Oh, not surrender. We're not waving the white flags this morning. We're serving the Lord with our hands up in praise and honor and glory. And if you weren't here, I really hope that you'll get that sermon from Wednesday night. There's a lot to praise. It's a lot that it'll help us. A lot of people are going through a lot of things right now because they're afraid to praise the Lord. But it's not only for us, it's for the faith. Amen. Folks know when I'm in the house. I cannot tell you how many times somebody's come up to me after a church service and say, Brother Lester, I didn't see you, but I knew you were here. Amen. Why? Well, when somebody hits a nail on the head, I say, amen. I'm going to praise him.
Amen.
Because he's worthy. Worthy is the Lamb slain upon the foundation of the world.
Amen.
And since God commanded us to fight, let's do it. Put our hands up. I'm going to do it. Best I can, I'm going to. And when the old arms get tired, would you all help me hold my hands up? Why? Well, I want everybody to know that I praise him. God is so good to us. Boy, it's been a long journey. but I have been blessed. Walking with Jesus, have no regrets.
Amen.
He's been so good to me, I must confess, the way he's been long, but I'm blessed.
Amen.
How about you? Since God commanded us to fight, let's do it. Put our hands up. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.